In Los Angeles, there's a small monastery just down the hill from the Hollywood sign, and it's facing some big financial problems. For years, the nuns there have been paying their bills by selling their famous pumpkin bread. But as NPR's Mondolit Del Barco reports, they've run into some problems in the kitchen that have them doing more praying than baking.
Every morning at the Monastery of the Angels, we can hear the Dominican nuns singing during Mass. While their monastery sits in the middle of the hustle and bustle of Hollywood, the nuns are cloistered from the world in contemplative prayer.
We're praying for everyone who is suffering in the financial slump. And I think God let us experience it so that we can know what other people are suffering too.
Sister Mary Raphael is 65 years old and has lived here since she was 18. She's one of the few nuns who leaves the walled confines, but even then only for necessities. She's not impressed by what she sees in the outside world.
We don't go around with the iPods, you know, the music. We don't go around with the cell phone on constantly, you know. I mean, I've seen it when I have to go out shopping. They're constantly on their phone, and I want to say, hello, did you say hello to God today? Did you call God?
It's Sister Mary Raphael's job to watch the monastery's money. Lately, she's been watching their investments and annuities dwindle. In January, she found out the value of their investments had dropped by 70%. Plus, medical bills for the elderly nuns drain their bank account, says the Mother Superior, Sister Mary Raymond.
So that was when we began to get really scared.
She sent out a flyer warning that the monastery was in serious financial trouble. It reminded the 82-year-old Mother Superior of when the monastery started in 1924.
It's been a long history, really, with the sisters. Four old ladies, not old, they were young then. They had to struggle to get this place going, and they had to go out and beg, just like we're doing now.
Yeah.
But they went from door to door.
Today, the sisters are putting their faith in something the monastery's famous for. It's pumpkin bread. They've been baking and selling it for the past 40 years to help cover expenses.
We have one little sister here. Her grandma sent her a recipe off the pumpkin bread can. They took it, made the pumpkin bread. We sold it at one of our guild, late when we had the guild up there in the old house. Well, they liked it so much, we were selling it, believe this or not, for 50 cents a loaf. But we only made 10 loaves, and it just went like that. So we said, this is good.
These days, the nuns get $9 a loaf for their famous pumpkin bread. L.A. City Council member Tom Labange is a big fan. When he visited the monastery the other day, he told us he buys loaves to give as gifts during the Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremonies and other special occasions.
I gave President Obama when he was running for office, not when he was president. A loaf of bread, and we have a picture around here for him.
And even an elephant, he gave a pumpkin bread to an elephant that was...
just to give him a little love for the nuns when we were fighting for the elephants.
With bread that popular, you'd think they'd have no problem making money for the monastery, but there's just one hitch. The oven is broken, and without it, the nuns are out of business. So now they're doing what they always do, praying for help from God, which in this case would be a new oven. Father Vincent Lopez assures them the Lord will provide, as always.
25 years ago, when they were offered to move somewhere else, the Cardinal said, no, you're needed in Hollywood. Your prayerfulness is needed here.
In the meantime, there's talk of trying to revive the charity garden parties and bridge teas that used to finance the monastery. Sister Mary Raphael says they were attended by Hollywood socialites and celebrities.
Irene Dunne and Loretta Young and Janie Wyman, they would come and have their retreats here. They liked it because it was secluded, it was only for them, and there wasn't a lot of people here trying to get their autographs.
Now the nuns are hoping for new benefactors, and they're counting on congregants like Carolyn Harrison.
It's a respite in this world that's so uncertain, and there's purity and certainty here, and that's really special, especially for the people who live around Hollywood.
Outsiders may help, but the Hollywood nuns know it's up to them to save their monastery. That starts with a prayer for their daily bread, in this case, pumpkin bread. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.